Hi everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Motherhood from Scratch. We appreciate you all. We love you all, and thank you for sticking with us, even though we've been gone for a little while. Life has been the most for the both of us, but we're here. We're back with an update. I'm actually not going to be talking that much. I'm going to let Jessica talk and explain and just say what's been going on because we could be here for hours, but we know you guys don't have hours to sit and listen to what we have going on. But Jessica, my friend, go ahead and just share what's been happening. What's going on?
Well, yes. So thank you guys for tuning in again to Motherhood from Scratch. We are so grateful for your support and for being patient with us as life has been lifing. I have been going through personally a lot of transitions. Some of you may know that we are church planners and we have been doing that since last October. Before that, we were going through trainings and different things like that. But we were going through that since last October, and we just now switched to my husband got the opportunity to pastor at a established church, and they are willing to learn. They are ready for change. They are excited to have our family there, which is super exciting, but it is a lot of work. Ministry is a lot of work. And on top of that, we have been dealing with a lot of health attacks, honestly, when it comes to like spiritual or spiritual things. My husband, he's been in the hospital a couple times. He also tore his Achilles tendon, and so that has been completely just changed our rhythm of life. And so you have ministry changes, you have my husband, and you know the health changes that we're going through. And also, I know last time we were on here, I didn't even get to tell you guys, but we are expecting baby number six. So we are so excited. We're so excited, and you guys don't know unless you are a close friend of mine or family, but it will be our first baby boy. So we are super excited. However, if you can hear, all of the things that I just told you have kind of been going on. So I am right now, I am 25 weeks pregnant. And so
Come on.
cruising through my second, what'd you say?
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So I know time.
Yes.
You
Really?
said that was
I feel like it did from when you guys told us to now. Oh my God. 25 weeks.
fast. I know, crazy. And the first trimester was when a lot of this stuff was happening. And even the second, I didn't switch to the second, and all of the first trimester woes went away. Baby boy has made me sick for the majority of this pregnancy, and he is finally starting to calm down a little bit, I guess you would say. But he is still picky about a lot of things and smells, and still dealing with headaches and some aches and stuff. So just dealing with that. And we're also in a new ministry. My husband literally just became pastor a month ago, and also the health attacks. And then we also had a loss in our family. So you guys, it has been a lot. So saying all that to say, and this is just what's been going on in my life. So I will tell you guys, while I was going through that, there was a day I was having a really rough day. And to be honest, I wasn't really, I do the Bible in a year plan, but the thing with it is that it makes it difficult to really have that like intimate time with the Lord because you're following their plan, but you don't really get to study it. At least I don't feel like it's studying. I feel like it's more of, yeah, I feel like it's more like it's getting me in the routine of reading my Bible every day, which is great, but it's like, okay, I don't have a long time to spend in my Bible, so I either spend it
and the Bible in a year plan or do my personal study, but I don't have the time carved out right now to do both. And so I'm like, man, I really want to do the Bible in a year plan. I believe I've already read the Bible, the full Bible, but I just want to get it done. It was a goal this year. And so when I was going through, back to saying, when I was going through this really rough time, I was not feeling really connected with the Lord. I wasn't getting that prayer time in that I need to be, especially being in ministry. It's not something that is optional. It's something that is required. honestly, it is required if you want to survive, if you want your family to survive ministry. It's like you put a target on your back. It's a much bigger target, and we have been challenged much more in life right now than we ever have been. And I absolutely believe it's because of us answering the call to ministry in the way that we have. And so not being in my word, like studying it, but just kind of doing it out of habit, which can be dangerous. Because God doesn't want our routines. He wants us to love him, to actually be present with him, to have relationship with him. Like, we got the Pharisees who had all of the routines and all the traditions, and we see where that left them. But saying that to say, so got into that habit, but it wasn't really like having that intimate time with God, and I wasn't really praying. And I feel like in that season, the prayers of our friends and family were really carrying us through and protecting us. But man, like, I just had a day where, like, I just boohooed, like the ugly cried boohooed. And, you know, nobody else, like, really, like, I wasn't really talking to anybody else. I was just like, Lord, like, this is a lot. Like, it just is. And it's okay to have those days, because, like, we're not called to be superhuman, superwoman. Like, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. And it was just one of those days. And so, as I was boohooing, and I'm like, Lord, like, how in the world are we going to get through this season of life? And the scripture that the Holy Spirit put on my the scripture that he put on my heart, and it was kind of like a not a soft rebuke, but at the same time, that's really how I felt it to be. It was Hebrews 12, and it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And it continues to go on. It's a great scripture. But it just says, like, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet. And it continues. It's just a great scripture. And the Lord really put that on my heart. Like there are people who have done this and much more before you. And I was there. Like, this is your situation. Your situation is not too much for me to handle. There have been women, there have been saints before you who have went through so much more, and I was their strength. You have to stop looking at all of these other things to be your strength, and you need to allow me to be your strength and depend on me. And as I started thinking about the scripture and writing in my journal, and I told Stephanie, I was like, I really feel like for this season of my life, the Lord is kind of calling me to teach other women in a different way. I don't know what my future with Motherhood from Scratch is going to be, but I talked to her and I was like, you know, how would you feel about taking the reins on it? And I'm not sure what direction she's going to go in, but I'm like, just, you know, for the season, taking the reins of it, because I really feel like the Lord is calling me to get a a study, some type of study started, whether it is on YouTube or I was thinking about doing a podcast specifically for like Bible teaching and something that I want to focus on. And motherhood, that never ends. So homemaking, motherhood, those things are just as important. And so don't take it as I'm saying that those things are not important at all, because they absolutely are. It's just in this season, when I was writing down in my journal, and I really feel like the Lord convicted me to like teach, and especially teaching right now, like asking women, like, what are you striving to be? Like, we have Instagram, and even whether it's the homeschooling community, the homemaking community, it could be our houses, it could be things that it could be our body image, it could be TV shows. It is so many different things that are pulling our hearts in different directions. And if we're not striving to walk with the Lord, then we miss the point of it all. We can have the beautiful houses, and we can have the best bodies, and we can have our children looking, you know, a certain type of way, and our family looking a certain type of way to everybody on the outside. But if our hearts, if our hearts are not clinging to the Lord, then it doesn't matter. And so in this next season of life, as I have been challenged to, okay, those things aren't bad. It's not bad to strive to be a great homemaker. It's not bad to strive to do great in homeschooling. And it's not bad to strive for success in the different things and the different gifts that God has called us to do. But if we idolize those things above God, if we allow the things that we see on Instagram and TikTok and the reels, if we allow those things to rule our hearts, then we're missing the point of it. And so that is where I feel the Lord is leading me right now, is starting a kind of like a sister podcast to Motherhood from Scratch. I've been thinking about like the name of like maybe being like Women Who Strive, because I still want to talk to women. And as we go through this journey, I just am going to get out my Bible, and we're going to dig in there, and we're going to study, and we're going to encourage, because I know that's what I need in this season. And I know if I am a mama struggling with it, and we are heavy in ministry, and I'm like, man, like, I don't feel like this is talked about a lot, then I know that I'm not the only one. And so that is me kind of updating you guys as quickly as possible on everything that has been happening. And I wanted to come on here and say it before Stephanie took the reins, because I didn't want you guys to think that something happened between us or anything like that. Love Stephanie. And like I said, we're going to be like sister podcasts. We're going to be like sister podcasts to each other. But that is where I feel like the Lord is calling me to in this season, is, okay, we're going to open our Bibles, get in this word, cling to it, dig out from it, and go from there. So that is my update. Hopefully I didn't take too long, but.
No, girl, you had as long as you needed. So I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud of you and your husband and your beautiful kids and all you guys, have everything you've gone through. And I've witnessed most of it. And for you guys to be where you are now as an act of God, it's a miracle. And I am proud of you and I love you guys. And yeah, ain't nothing changing. Just not going to be on every episode anymore. So yeah, I am going to take the reins on this. I don't know what this is going to look like, but I have something up my sleeve. It's something up there. So I hope you guys will still stick around for what I have coming up. I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna do my best to keep this going, Jessica. But I'm glad for the almost 3 years that we've been doing this together. I've wanted to do a podcast. I don't know if I ever said this like out loud for so long. And Jessica was like, let's just do it. And this wouldn't exist if she wasn't just like, let's just talk. So I'm grateful to you. I always will be. And you know what? We're about to be like neighbors again. So
I know. And this is not
changing this way at all.
Yes. So, and we wanted to make that clear to you guys. And let me tell you, like, which I think that this podcast is going to continue to grow and bless women because motherhood from scratch, the things that Stephanie has learned over the years, it's an area where I have also seen you grow when it comes to your faith and motherhood and teaching and homeschooling and homemaking and gardening and all these different things that you have told me. You have told me about even talking about like essential oils and different things like that that you have introduced into your family, that you have skills that you have learned that you're like, hey, like I can share these with other people. And even information that you share, like on your Facebook page, it helps so many people. And it's just, it's another sign of, like I said, it's not just ministry and the word of God, where I see a shortage in people who are teaching, but even in the homeschooling community, even when we're talking about motherhood, there is still that need for support and for teaching the younger and the older generation. We never stop growing. So whether you were, you know, young and married, kind of like how we were, or whether you're older and you're still learning, you never stop learning. And so I absolutely believe that motherhood from scratch will continue to grow. And yes, absolutely continue supporting the podcast and supporting Stephanie. Cause when I tell you she is so creative, I don't even know if she shared on here, that she has been writing, she has articles. We didn't even get to talk about that. You have your articles. You have articles posted where you have talked about some of the things in more detail that we've even talked about on the podcast. But she is creative. She is talented. She is a woman of God. She is a great mom and wife. And absolutely, if you have been here hanging out with us, continue to hang out with us, because I don't know what Stephanie has in store. But I know it's going to be great, and whatever she puts her mind to, it's gonna come out great. So I am excited to see where the podcast goes, and whenever you know, she comes back on here, it will, I guess she will give you guys an update on whatever the Lord lays on her heart, to whatever direction to take motherhood from scratch. I hope you guys come along for the ride.
I appreciate that, friend. Like, for real. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Stuff like so much, but I still don't, I guess, see myself as like a creator, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a creative type, you know, even though writing is creativity. So I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. If you have kids, especially as many as we do, there is some type of creativity in you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, because whether it is with even stuff like meal planning, that things that we have talked about, like budgeting, family life, like that stuff, you got to get creative. And like I said, there is still a need for teaching, and not just teaching, but good teaching and spirit-led teaching. Like, you're not just saying stuff, random stuff, like, but you're actually teaching good things that will help women, help women and their families grow. And so, like I said, I hope that you guys will continue to join Stephanie as she continues motherhood from scratch. This is not goodbye forever. Like I said, me and Stephanie are not going anywhere. We are still very close friends in real life. Nothing crazy went on besides, the stuff I told you guys earlier, and the Lord has just been pulling me in another direction this season. So I hope that you guys will, if you know me, even if you don't know me personally, that you would continue to pray for me, because we are still, I'm still pregnant. I will be pregnant until my due date is January. So I'm praying over this pregnancy, please, and ministry and my husband's healing, and that just the Lord will be with us, and that he would continue to just show us grace through the season as we're going through so many changes and learning. And he's, even through it all, he's been good to us. He's been gentle with us. I am, it's not a Job season. It's not a Job season. Like I said, we've been under some spiritual attack for sure, but the Lord, he's kept us. We have food, we have a roof over our head, everyone is here. And I'm grateful. So please keep us in your prayers. Pray that me as Stephanie, we continue to reach people for God's glory, reach women. I'm not sure about men, but that we reach women, and we encourage them and lift up, and just encourage people to continue to be faithful wherever they are in their lives. Be faithful with where the Lord has called you to be in this season.
That's it. I don't think I can add anything else to that. So this is called Motherhood from Scratch. So I don't think we're talking to any men. This
I
is
know.
giving. That's all the encouragement I got, girl. So I love
Well,
y'all.
we love you guys.
And I will be back soon. I'm not gonna put a date on it, but I'll be back soon, and we're gonna keep this going. And whenever you get your stuff set up, we'll just connect it, and I'll link everything and send people your way too.
I would appreciate that, and I love you. And wait, what season is this? Season four?
Three, I think.
Three? All
Yes.
right. So thank you guys for joining us for Motherhood from Scratch season three. We love you guys. Thank you so much for the support, and we will talk to you guys sooner than later.
Yes, ma'am.
All
Bye, y'all.
right. Bye, guys.